this week on Jags Wire.
It's a magnificent day for a home opener.
It wasn't the homecoming the Jaguars were expecting.
So the test will be, how does this Jaguar team respond?
We look back at the Jags game against the Tennessee Titans.
Everybody keep your hand up. And come back later, go to work tomorrow.
Calais Campbell was wired for sound.
If he didn't get it, I was going to get it. So at least one of us came down with it. So the home team got it.
We'll take a closer look at Telvin Smith's second quarter interception. Plus, we'll look ahead at the Baltimore Ravens. All that and more on Jags Wire.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
After the first week, I wasn't too high. This week, I'm not too low. I've got to do a better job.
A very difficult way to end what they believed was going to be a much different outcome. Falling 37-16 in the home opener. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. You couldn't miss the buzz in Jacksonville last week. For the very first time in a very long time, the Jaguars brought a winning record into EverBank Field, and the faithful were excited for a while. Time to take a different look at the loss to the Titans in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
It's a magnificent day for a home opener. The first place Jacksonville Jaguars play host to the Tennessee Titans in an AFC South showdown today at EverBank Field.
Let's go out here and make our plays. Do what you do, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. Let's go. Do it with a smile on your face. Sam on three. One, two, three.
Well, a big opportunity, and it's also kind of a little bit of a battle of who's the tough guy, right?
What makes them better than us? Every game is won with us. Make no mistake, we won that game last week.
I think they believe they're good. Now they got to go prove it.
And we are set to get go the first home game of the 2017 season. On third and seven, he's in a shotgun. He drops the throw, four-man rush. Fires along the right sideline, incomplete. Good coverage again by the Jaguars. Nothing there, three and out for the Titans. They will punt it away. Inside handoff. No, he kept it himself. Zone read. Nice fake by Blake. He got it up for a first down to the 35-yard line.
Well, I guess when you want to be a smash-mouth football team, that goes for everybody, including the quarterback. My goodness.
Dropping the throw is Blake. Throws middle of the field. That ball is caught for a first down. Crossing route to Marquise Lee to the 45-yard line of Tennessee. First down, Jacksonville.
Well, that's a great throw by Blake Bortles now. Marquise Lee was covered very tightly, very small window to get that ball in, and it's not a perfect spiral, but it's on the money.
Brad gets it down. Myers kicks it up. And the kick is good. Jason Myers nails it, and Jacksonville has taken a lead, 3-0 over the Tennessee Titans. And they show blitz, and here they come. The Jags will blitz him. Mariota runs out of there, and he gets sacked. He got sacked when he tried to get out of there, but he couldn't do it. He is sacked back at the 29-yard line, and they're going to have to punt it away.
Boy, that's a great reaction by Miles Jack, who comes on the blitz, a shoestring tackle by Miles Jack.
Four-man front, they rush for. Dropping is Blake. He is hit. The ball is out. He is hit, and the ball came out. It is a fumble recovered by the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. Hey, tell him. Let's go. Let's go, Barrett. Let's go.
Play fake. Mariota looks. Still looking. Fires to the middle of the field. Picked off. That ball is intercepted, and the Jaguars defense got it right back.
Oh, and a great job by Telvin Smith of reading the eyes of Marcus Mariota. He looks to his right when he comes back to his left. Telvin is right on the spot.
The Jags gave it away. The Jags took it right back. Titans are showing blitz. play fake. That ball's tipped at the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be intercepted. And they will take over near their own 40-yard line, and the Jags are turned away on what had been a promising drive. Succop kicks it up, and he has made his 40th in a row from inside of 50 yards to end the half. We've played 30 minutes here at Everbank Field. It's a good one. It's a defensive battle. Tennessee 6, Jacksonville 3.
Hey, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Blake drops to throw. Five-man rush. Fires to the middle of the field. Tipped into the air and intercepted. Picked off by the Titans. They're going to run it back inside the 40-yard line. That is the second tipped interception. Third turnover now for Blake Bortles. A fumble and two picks. And once again, Tennessee in very good field position. The give is to Henry. Big hole inside the 10. Ran through a tackle inside the 5. Ran over a tackle at the goal line. Touchdown. A 17-yard touchdown run by Derrick Henry extends the lead to the Tennessee Titans. They will run a little bit of a reverse play, and that's going to be a touchdown and a late flag on Jalen Ramsey. Play fake. Dropping. It's a screen pass to the right side. To the 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, into the end zone. That's a touchdown. Jonnu Smith, the third team tight end, caught a screen pass from Marcus Mariota.
And right now, this defense has been on the field a bunch here in the second.
Remember the up downs, dog. Remember they're running out to practice, man.
Let's go now.
Come on. Come on, man.
Dropping his Bortles. Look, Knight throws the ball, a little crossing route to Chris Ivory. First down. Chris broke a few tackles, got it into Tennessee territory. Broke another tackle. Tries to get past the 40-yard line, got it inside the 40. Broke a lot of tackles. Dropping his Blake. Throws a little crossing route to Hearns. He's got it inside the 15. Broke a tackle inside the 10-yard line. Alan Hearns is going to be brought down inside the 10-yard line of the Tennessee Titans. Here they snap it from the half-yard line. Hand off to Leonard Fournette. Leonard into the end zone for the touchdown. A one-yard touchdown run by Leonard Fournette. Drops the throw. Look. Fires deep down the middle of the field. Catch made by Alan Hearns. Leaping catch. Fell to the ground afterwards, but got it out to the 43-yard line. Dropping is Blake. Throws it into the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown by Alan Hearns. Too little, too late, but a touchdown drive nonetheless. The final from Everbank Field was 37-16.
The test will be, how does this Jaguar team respond?
You know, when you look at three turnovers, you know, compared to one, you look at the penalties, you know, when they occur, where do they occur. Those things are very challenging for us, and that's not the way we want to play.
Coming up on Jags Wired.
Let's go, let's go, 3-0. Let's go, 3-0.
Defensive end Calais Campbell is the biggest player on the roster, and it's no surprise he plays as big as he is. Go on the field with the man who leads the NFL in sacks. Plus,
well, maybe you owe me a pair of Jordans or something.
We'll take a deeper dive into the Jaguars' critical second quarter turnover. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wired. A fiery Talvin Smith gave the fans a reason to cheer and gave one lucky fan a souvenir to take home. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. When Blake Bortles was sacked in the second quarter and lost the football on the Jaguars' side of the field, there was zero panic on the sidelines. The defense and its ability to answer the bell, as Talvin Smith did just three plays later, is the reason why. Smith's interception gave the Jaguars a big boost of confidence, as you'll see in this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Pass is intercepted. Mariota trying to thread the needle, but Talvin Smith is there for the pick.
You know, we looked at it, it looked like a tale of two halves is what it looked like for us. And, you know, there were some good things probably up until about play 54, out of the 66 gradable plays that, you know, things were going our way, and then some things that, you know, we worked on and we've done, we just didn't execute like we needed to. So there's a lot of things that we can build on.
Something like that you can kind of tip your hat on, and, you know, it kind of changed the tide. Last year we wouldn't get our hands on the ball as early as often, and this year it kind of shows that, you know, it's been a main emphasis on the defense to just trying to get the ball, man, get takeaways. So key play, huge play, man, just wish that it would have kind of changed the momentum and prepared us to win.
It was a sudden change situation where we went out. Obviously our backs were up against the wall a little bit. You know, they had a big play right prior to that snap, and they got themselves down in the red zone, and it was a situation they were looking for a route on the other side of the field, and Miles did a heck of a job on that, and Mariota came back and threw it blind, and Telvin was right where he needed to be.
Tennessee like to do a lot of shifts and motions, man, so preaching that, we kind of just getting, you know, idea, you know, the coverage and things like that. So right now, initially, I'm a buzz player, so I have to be in the flats. Telvin is the hook player right here.
Looking at this formation, this is a closet formation, so all the wide receivers are within, you know, 4 yards of the offensive lineman. So, you know, we kind of have a feeling what they're trying to do.
And then they like to run a crash concept. Well, the crash concept is what they do is it's an under route in either a seven or a dig route.
Mariota's looking actually for the seven cut of Delaney on the other side. Miles does a really nice job of hinge buzzing, what we call it. And takes it off, and he comes back and throws it blind.
And Telvin was in a great great spot. He kind of, you know, gave the quarterback the illusion that he was going shoulders away, and Mariota thought that it was a throw there. But he didn't see me tailing him, and he didn't see Telvin pushing back in that dig window.
And when he comes back, he was able to put his foot in the ground and break back for the interception. You know, but also Gippy had something to do with it. Gippy was on the outside shoulder of it. He knew he had an erase by number one, so he can overplay two, and it made it bend all the way into Telvin.
Yeah, you see Telvin, he right there, man. He's where he's supposed to be. I'm technically not where I'm supposed to be. I'm just out there playing football a little bit, improvising, and I guess, you know, Telvin was where he's supposed to be. That's why he made that play. Of course I was mad at him, man. I'm a competitor. You know, all balls is my balls, man, when they're in the air, man. But, no, I was extremely happy for him. If he didn't get it, I was going to get it. So at least one of us came down with it. So the home team got it. So, you know, I can't be too mad about that.
You know, but Telvin has a knack. He's got great speed. He can cover a lot of ground, and that allows him to make a lot of plays for us.
Maybe Telvin owe me, I don't know what he gonna owe me. Maybe he like posting his shoes on Instagram if y'all don't follow him, so maybe he owe me a pair of Jordans or something.
The locker room and the post-game press conferences are very different when a team wins than they are when they lose. Judge for yourself in this week's open mic.
You obviously can't turn it over three times. It's tough. You know, two picks and a fumble, and then the penalties. You know, you're playing from behind the sticks, and, you know, it's first and 20 or second and 20, second and 15. That makes it tough to call plays, tough to execute plays when you're playing from behind the chains like that. So I think it was a bit of a combination of both, that, you know, we were never really able to get anything rolling.
You got to find a way to, you know, get things done, though, no matter what. You know, when it's not going your way, you know, today was just one of those days where things didn't go our way. You know, opportunities, you know, we missed on, and you know, just they made the Cowboys on their opportunities. You have to take a half to them. They played a good game. You know?
We got time, though. Yeah, that's one thing I tell you guys. I am not stressed. Game two, you know, same thing with game one. Game one, we got the win. I told everybody the same thing. It's only game one.
Yeah.
Game two is only game two, so we got 14 more to go.
Hey, keep fighting. Keep fighting.
Campbell's teammates lean on him for what he says, almost as much as for what he does. Find out why next.
He is hit hard and drilled by Calais Campbell, and that is a franchise record for Jacksonville for most sacks by one player in a game.
Jaguars defensive end Calais Campbell dominated the Houston Texans on opening day and set a new standard for pass rushers in Jacksonville. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Calais Campbell is the go-to guy on the field and in the locker room. He's a tremendous player whose understanding of the game and sage veteran wisdom is always in demand. Time to join him on the field in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Excited. Division game at home. Enough said. That's it.
Aye, aye, aye!
Let me have the quarterback. Toasted your ass, though. Toasted your ass. Straight. I killed him with a swipe. Center came and helped him back door. Let's go, baby, let's go. It's a damn field position, one play at a time. One play at a time, baby, one play at a time. Rear first down. Rear first down.
Mariota runs out of there, and he gets sacked. He got sacked when he tried to get out of there, but he couldn't do it.
Hey, watch behind you, though. Let's go, let's go, 3-0. Let's go, 3-0.
Play fake. Mariota looks, still looking. Fires in the middle field, picked off. That ball is intercepted. And the Jaguars defense got it right back. Talman Smith.
Hell yeah, baby. Hell yeah, win the lead, baby. Win the lead. Keep playing ball, baby, one play at a time. Hey, these division games are going to be dogfights always. We got to earn this. We got to earn this. My boy's tired. Look at me, all got the hands on the hips. Jones! Can I get a one-on-one? One-on-one, please. Hey, we gotta win the ugly ones too. It's an ugly game. We gotta go find a way to win it. Who gonna be that guy to make the play, baby? Hey, keep fighting. Keep fighting. Keep fighting now, let's go, keep fighting. Keep fighting, let's go. We're fighting for pride right now. I can't wait to see these boys again, man. Don't worry, you gotta see me again. You gotta see me again. And y'all better keep your head up and come back ready to go to work tomorrow.
The Jaguars had to abandon the run as the Titans built their lead last Sunday. Despite a tough day at the office, expect them to keep hammering away. Hammering being the key word, as Jeff Lagerman explains in this week's Hidden Gems.
If the Jaguars are going to keep hammering away with the running game, fullback Tommy Bohannon has to continue with the job that he's been doing. He has been solid. Let's jump into the film and I'll show you. Now, Tommy Bohannon doesn't get many snaps, but when he does get snaps, he's been very effective as a blocker. Look at the job that he does here, kicking out the linebacker, allowing a nice crease for Leonard Fournette to hop through, and to have his shoulders square and to power up the field. And the offset eye, once again, Bohannon kicking out the linebacker. Look at him. Seals him out, allowing a nice crease again for Leonard Fournette. Bohannon is getting the job done at fullback, the new position for the Jaguars on offense.
For 31 other NFL teams, an international game is a very big deal. For the Jaguars, London calls once a year, and they know how to get the job done. See how they do it when we return.
Whirls to the near side. That is complete. Allen, turn, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Jaguars wide receiver Allen Hurns has come up big the last 2 years in London. And it's no coincidence both years the Jaguars have headed home with victories. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Wembley Stadium in London is the Jaguars' second home. This week, the boys will head across the Atlantic Ocean for the fifth consecutive season to play in front of a crowd that has grown stronger in its affection for the teal and black with each passing year. 9 hours on an airplane is no big deal for the Jaguars, at least not anymore. The annual trek from Jacksonville to London is by far the longest trip on their schedule every season. And it was once a big question mark.
Fire to the left side, it's going to be caught for the touchdown, Allen Robinson.
Wins over the Bills and Colts the last two seasons have given them what they believe is now a true home field advantage. It's likely to have a much greater impact on the Baltimore Ravens, who've never played a game in London.
Takes the snap, rolls to the right, throws quickly. Touchdown, Ravens!
The undefeated Ravens will pack their defense, which has created 10 turnovers in its first two games, led by a secondary loaded with ball hawks and big hitters, and capable of turning a game plan inside out.
Hogan's pass is intercepted.
Joe Flacco has the arm and the weapons to send the ball deep and test the Jaguars' stellar secondary. But 2 weeks in, they look like a team that wants to run the ball with what is the third best ground attack in professional football. The Jaguars hope to keep the home fires burning in London with a third consecutive win at Wembley. We're back with our next Jags Wired next week when we'll look back at the London game. We leave you now with more sights and sounds of the Jaguars' home opener against the Tennessee Titans. Good night, everybody.
Come on, Ralph. He's grabbing his shoulder. Zoo, 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 zoo. Where lose a draw, we stand together. We stand together, where lose a draw.